What is up? Greetings and welcome, friends, to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like acne and rosacea and eczema and psoriasis, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really business as usual. It is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Doc Wallach and all the folks at Youngevity. If you want to learn about the Youngevity products, questions about ingredients, share a success story, contribute to the conversation, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. We welcome your phone calls at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to purchase any of the Youngevity products that you hear us talk about on the program or that you hear advertised on The Bright Side, go to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart with all the products, including the BTT, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin mineral complex powder that you add to water and drink. It'll cost you around $50 for a canister. Most folks notice results within one or two doses, and this is especially true if you have digestive issues, if you're older, if you're nutritionally deficient, if you're dealing with some kind of degenerative disease. You're going to probably notice results within one or two doses, and $50 a canister. What are you waiting for, people? Get to my website, brightsideben.com. You can take a look at the BTT, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Ultimate EFAs, the Healthy Start Pack. All the Youngevity products are up there. We have a shopping, Join Now link next to the shopping cart that you can click on if you want to make some money and start a Youngevity business or get your products at the wholesale price for a one-time $10 fee. You can get your products wholesale or join me in my mission to help educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. That's all at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Okay, well, I want to continue, maybe finish up talking about vitamin B3, the versatile B vitamin, niacin, or as it's known by more technical-minded folks, nicotinic acid. Niacin has a cousin, niacinamide, which is the no-flush version of niacin. I got a bunch of letters yesterday from folks who experienced the famous niacin flush. I've known about the niacin flush for many years. I formulated a B-complex powder for Sanita Skincare, and it's probably about once a month or so we get calls from folks who are getting the niacin flush. The niacin flush is this kind of strange feeling that you get where your body's all hot and itchy. It's caused by the vasodilation that niacin does, the vasodilatory, the blood vessel opening effect of niacin. Niacin makes your blood vessels open. It's a powerful vasodilator, and that, my friends, is a good thing. Vasodilation means more blood. Vasodilation means more oxygen. Millions of Americans are dealing with high blood pressure, and vasodilation is the remedy to high blood pressure. High blood pressure is caused by vasoconstriction, blood vessels closing up. Yesterday, you may have caught this article that was published all over mainstream news, but it came out of the journal, the CDC, Center for Disease Control Journal, Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. That's kind of a creepy name, Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. That's the Center for Disease Control Journal. The September 4th issue has an article on High blood pressure. One-third of Americans have high blood pressure, and only half of them have it under control. When they talk about controlling high blood pressure, they're talking about drugs. And let me tell you something, folks. Among the most deadly and toxic of all pharmacological agents are the high blood pressure drugs, the beta blocker drugs, the calcium channel blocker drugs. They are nasty medicines. Even the ACE inhibitor drugs, these Capitin drugs like Captopril and Zestril, so-called angiotensin-converting enzyme drugs. These are very potent medications. They're not kind medicines. Even the mild high blood pressure drugs that they give you, the diuretics, the blood pressure drugs that work by causing your body to dump out water, they'll also cause your body to dump out minerals, the very same minerals that you need to control your blood pressure. And that's the nonsense. That's the craziness of the pharmacological model. The same things that you're treating with drugs can actually be caused by the drugs you're using to treat the disease. We see that with statin drugs causing diabetes. We see that with blood pressure drugs increasing hypertension by causing a loss of minerals and water-soluble nutrients. The more you learn about pharmacology, friends, the more you learn about drugs, the less you're going to want to deal with those things. And I've been studying drugs for over 30 years now. In any case, an article came out yesterday in Morbidity and Mortality Weekly. One-third of Americans have high blood pressure. That's 100 million folks, people. 100 million folks have high blood pressure. And high blood pressure, while nobody's ever definitively linked high blood pressure to health issues, high blood pressure is associated with cardiovascular disease, not necessarily in a causative way, but if you understand how high blood pressure works, it makes sense that if you have high blood pressure, your odds of having cardiovascular disease, of having a heart attack, go up. High blood pressure is a stress response. The body is trying to get more oxygen to tissues, and one of the ways it does that is by squeezing down on the blood vessels, squeezing down on the circulatory system. That forces more blood to the tissues and forces more oxygen to the tissues. That's why the easiest way to lower your blood pressure is to practice deep breathing, is to get more oxygen into your system. Anything you can do to oxygenate your blood is going to improve your blood pressure, and it's also going to improve the stress response. Anything you can do to activate the relaxation nervous system is also going to improve blood pressure. Blood pressure being a stress response, blood pressure being, or high blood pressure being the manifestation of a overzealous stress response. Anything you can do to activate your relaxation nervous system is going to lower your blood pressure. Niacin can work in a couple of ways in this regard. Number one, as we said, niacin is a vasodilator. It'll open up your blood vessels, so it'll drop your blood pressure that way. But niacin also has a kind of relaxing effect, and we see this in niacin's partner, nicotine. Nicotine is similar to niacin. Niacin has the technical name nicotinic acid, and nicotine and nicotinic acid are very similar. In fact, by burning nicotine, you can actually make nicotinic acid. That's how nicotinic acid was first synthesized. Nicotine was burnt. It was chemically burnt. It was oxidized, and nicotinic acid or niacin resulted. So nicotine in cigarettes has a relaxing effect. Nicotine relaxes the nervous system. That's why people use cigarettes to help them with stress and also to help them with their bowel movements. Or if they just had a fight with their boss, or if they're just worried about something. That's one reason why it's so hard to quit smoking. Without that little respite of relaxation, that little couple of minutes of rest, that couple of minutes of parasympathetic, that is rest and relaxation activation, smokers get when they light up their cigarettes, a lot of people would be going crazy. Even worse, when you stop smoking, even when it's only for the 20 or 30 or 60 minutes between your cigarettes, your stress nervous system, your sympathetic nervous system, kicks in extra hard. It rebounds to compensate for nicotine's relaxation effect. It's a rebound condition that assures that you'll never be able to stop smoking. Every time you quit smoking, or every time you even stop smoking, your stress nervous system kicks in with a rebound effect, and you feel like you need to go get a cigarette. So you can use niacin to help quit smoking. We'll tell you all about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side, and we're coming back right after this. Don't go away. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products, you can get to my website, brightsideben.com. Check out the shopping cart we have up there with all the Ingevity products. You can also click on the Join Now link if you want to make some money selling Ingevity products. Or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right. Continuing on with niacin, vitamin B3, nicotinic acid is its technical name. Nicotinic acid has a no-flush cousin, niacinamide, although niacinamide does have a few different effects on the body, a few different effects than niacin. If you're trying to use niacin to lower your blood fats, your triglycerides and cholesterol, which we'll talk about here in a couple minutes, you're going to need to use niacin, not niacinamide. Niacin is the flushing form of niacin, and a lot of folks will start to take niacin and will suffer from the niacin flush. I'll tell you about this niacin flush here in a sec, but if you're trying to quit smoking, you may want to consider using niacin as a quitting smoking aid. Niacin being nicotinic acid, when you burn nicotine, the nicotine in cigarettes, nicotinic acid relate results. And some folks actually feel like smokers are trying to self-medicate for niacin deficiency by smoking. In any case, nicotine has a relaxing effect on the body. Nicotine activates the rest and digest nervous system. And the fact that nicotine activates this relaxation nervous system, the rest and digest nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system, and ultimately leads to paralysis, has relevance not just for humans, it has relevance for all biological life. Nicotine is a nerve poison. It poisons nerves. That's why nicotine is in tobacco in the first place. Plants, the tobacco plant, and not just the tobacco plant, but other plants, will make these phytochemicals, these plant chemicals, as a protective mechanism. Nicotine is in the tobacco plant because it'll kill any insect that would be dumb enough to eat the tobacco plant. In fact, nicotine's main industrial use is as an insecticide. Nicotine paralyzes the nervous system of insects just like it relaxes and ultimately paralyzes the nervous system of all animals. Nicotine is found in tobacco, it's found in nightshade vegetables, it's found in eggplant, tomatoes, potatoes, green pepper. There's nicotine in cayenne pepper, there's nicotine in paprika, there's nicotine in huckleberry. There's thousands of nightshade vegetables, and all of the nightshades are going to contain small amounts of tobacco. I'm sorry, nicotine. Nicotine's ability to relax the body, to turn on the relaxation nervous system is, as I say, one of the main reasons why people like to smoke. It has a relaxing effect. If you were to eat the same amount of nicotine that you would smoke in a pack of cigarettes, it would kill you. But when you smoke nicotine, your body doesn't process it the same way, and it only slightly relaxes you. So what does all this got to do with niacin? Well, as it turns out, it has a lot to do with niacin. First of all, as I said, nicotine is turned into niacin by the burning effect. Burning nicotine is actually how niacin was first synthesized back in the 19th century. And a lot of folks feel like nicotine addiction and niacin deprivation go together. Niacin deficiency go together. Maybe, maybe not, but you may want to try, and a lot of folks have tried successfully, actually, to use niacin, vitamin B3, to help quit smoking. Try around 1,000 milligrams a day. Take your niacin in divided doses so you don't deal with the flushing effect. I don't know if niacinamide would have the same effect. You could try niacinamide, no flush niacin. But I know niacin, plain nicotinic acid, is turned into niacin. So you may be able to use vitamin B3 in the niacin form to help quit smoking. Nicotine, as I say, activates the relaxation nervous system, as does niacin. If you're dealing with stress or jitteriness or social anxiety disorder, and you're looking for a potentially relaxing nutritional strategy, you should probably try 1,000 milligrams a day of niacin. And as I say, niacinamide may or may not work. You're just going to have to experiment. Use the time-release niacin, and always, always, always make sure you're taking your niacin with the rest of the Bs. If you're self-medicating with one type of B vitamin, make sure you're taking all the B vitamins with it. You never want to take just one B vitamin without taking the entire complex. If you're trying to quit smoking, you can use niacin to help you get through the rough spots, the jittery spots of withdrawal, the signs of withdrawal from smoking. So you have two kinds of niacin. One's called niacin, the other's called niacinamide. They have very similar properties. But there are a couple of differences between niacin and niacinamide. First of all, niacin, because of its powerful ability to open up blood vessels, can cause the niacin flush, which is basically a description of blood vessels expanding. As blood vessels expand and open up, you're going to feel this weird, kind of strange, prickly, itchy sensation. It doesn't happen to everybody, but it does happen. You may feel some heat. as the blood flow goes through your skin. It only lasts around a half hour or so, and you can prevent the niacin flush by taking smaller doses of niacin or taking your niacin with food. And you do develop tolerance to the niacin flush. So if you have the niacin flush after one or two doses, chances are after the third or fourth dose, you're going to have less of a niacin flush. Another thing you can do to avoid the niacin flush, if you're into it, you can use baby aspirin 30 minutes before you take your niacin. Take a baby aspirin. And for most people, this will dramatically reduce the severity of the niacin flush. And again, the niacin flush only occurs with the niacin form, the nicotinic acid form, not the niacinamide form, niacin's cousin. Another important difference between niacin and niacinamide involves cholesterol and blood fats. Niacin has some very, very important anti-cholesterol and anti-triglyceride properties. It will lower your cholesterol. It will lower your blood fats in a non-toxic fashion. In fact, if you're using niacin to lower your cholesterol, not only will you lower your cholesterol, but you're going to get all the other wonderful benefits of niacin for your brain, for your skin, for your digestive tract, for your blood pressure. And in fact, in the book Cholesterol Control Without Diet, Dr. William Parsons goes over a whole bunch of benefits that you can get by using niacin to lower your blood pressure, all without the nasty side effects of statin drugs. We haven't talked a lot about statin drugs, but we will be talking about statin drugs. Suffice it to say, I'm not a believer in this whole cholesterol hypothesis. A lot of folks who have low cholesterol get heart attacks, and people with high cholesterol don't. Sounds like a scam to me from a pharmacological perspective, and the fact that they're trying to push statin drugs on us from every turn, even now trying to give it to children, makes me very, very suspicious. Statin drugs are not benign. Statin drugs are not non-toxic. Statin drugs have side effects. Most especially, by the way, statin drugs have side effects for muscles. Given that the heart is a muscle, it doesn't seem like it makes sense to take a drug that is toxic to muscles to protect the heart. Statin drugs also have a well-known ability to depress the body's production of coenzyme Q10. Coenzyme Q10 is also important for the heart. So you're going to take a statin drug to protect your heart, but statin drugs cause myopathies, muscle toxicity, and statin drugs cause deficiencies, defects, problems with the body's ability to produce coenzyme Q10, which is very heart protective. But yet your doctor will prescribe a statin drug for your heart. Makes sense? I don't think so. In any case, in the book Cholesterol Control Without Diet, Dr. William Parsons shows that 3,000 milligrams a day of time-release niacin significantly reduces blood cholesterol and triglycerides. 3,000 milligrams, folks, that's a lot of niacin. Don't take it all at once. Use the time-release form. And if you're like most folks, you're going to notice that your blood cholesterol and triglycerides drop. All right, we're coming back with your phone calls right after this. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us, friends. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Lots more I want to tell you about niacin. Let's see. Tomorrow we'll probably talk about the brain. How niacin is important for brain health. Niacin gets turned into one of the most important amino acids, which is involved. Niacin is made from one of the most important amino acids, which has a large role to play when it comes to brain health, especially when it comes to trying to get a good night's sleep. And I'll tell you what I mean by that tomorrow when we continue talking about niacin and hormonal health and quitting smoking and heart health and the relaxation effects of vitamin B3. We'll do all that tomorrow. On the bright side, time to take your phone calls at 866-582-9933. What's going on, Susan?
I have a question on blood vessels. My 16-year-old son has very bulgy veins on his arms and legs, and okay. He's real conscious about those. And I'm just wondering if there's any anything related to weak blood vessels, or if there's anything you can tell me about that I can do to make blood vessels stronger?
Well, it could be a couple.
Connective tissue.
It could be a couple things. It could have to do with connective tissue. It could also have to do with backflow. Any history of digestive problems or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Are they varicose veins, or are they the kind of veins?
They're just big, bulgy veins. They bulge out of his forearms and his calves, and they're just long, bulgy veins.
You know what? It could be that is he low body fat? Is he built really lean?
Yes, he is lean.
Yeah, that's what you're seeing. That's his body type. You know, you're seeing his veins come through usually there's body fat that covers up the veins so you don't see them, but some folks don't have that much body fat if they're real lean, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. It can also be a sign of lots of anabolic hormones, lots of testosterone going on, and it's really not a bad thing. A lot of guys really like that look, to tell you the truth, and it is a sign of low body fat. Now, if you're talking about varicose veins, which it does not sound like you're talking about, that has to do with blood that's not making it through the lower extremities, and varicose veins typically appear in the lower part of the body, not on the arm. So it doesn't sound like that's what your son is dealing with. There's not much you could do. That's just the way he's built. If he really wants to de-accentuate those veins, then he might want to just not work out and not develop muscle and see if he can accumulate some body fat underneath his skin. But I don't know if I would recommend that. It doesn't sound like it's that bad a problem.
Well, he's super conscious of it.
What's that?
He's very super conscious of it. He can't wear shorts.
Yeah. Well, now, if you understand what I say when I talk about varicose veins? It doesn't sound
like... I know.
Like
there's a varicosities. They're different from the bulgy-looking veins.
Okay, yeah. It doesn't sound like you're dealing with varicose veins. It just sounds like you're dealing with his body type and low body fat, and that's just the way he's built. It's not really a nutritional issue. Now, if you're interested in helping build connective tissue, that's a whole nother topic, and that is always very important. Building connective tissue basically means helping drive protein synthesis out of special protein-making cells called fibroblasts, and there's lots of ways you can do that. Vitamin A is very important for helping build collagen and support collagen. By the way, everything I'm telling you now, Susan, is also important for women who are trying to prevent wrinkles. The same kind of connective tissue that comes out of fibroblasts will also help build up the skin and help prevent the formation of wrinkles. So you can use vitamin A for that. You can use vitamin C for that. Both of those are known to stimulate fibroblasts, the cells that make this connective tissue. Essential fatty acids can be very helpful in keeping your intake down of refined carbohydrates and sugars and anything that causes inflammation around that fibroblast area in the lower part of the skin is also important. So those are things you could do to help build connective tissue. You can use the glucogel caps. Gelatin is also very important for helping build connective tissue. The glucogel caps are really interesting. There's glucosamine in the glucogel caps, and a lot of folks know about glucosamine for arthritis, but what you don't hear about with glucosamine, what you don't hear a lot about when it comes to glucosamine is that you can use glucosamine to protect your skin from wrinkling and also to protect your blood vessels. Glucosamine and collagen are important for helping build up the vascular system. And as we grow older, our blood vessels get weaker, and that's where you get into problems with cholesterol. Cholesterol is actually kind of like a Band-Aid that can patch up leaky blood vessels. Certainly aneurysms and bruising and those kind of things can be affected by weak blood vessels, and glucosamine can be helpful for helping strengthen blood vessels if you're dealing with any of those things, bruising or wrinkling or cholesterol plaques. But as far as your son goes, I don't think I'd treat that as a nutritional issue. And I'm sorry that he's self-conscious about it, because if you look at the bodybuilder magazines, there's a lot of folks who love that vascular look. Did you say you had another question, ma'am? I'm sorry.
Oh, I did. I had one that's totally unrelated to the blood vessels. But I have an issue with my skin. I've got these little white spots that I don't get pigment on whenever I go out in the sun. I'm getting older, so...
Okay.
I've seen other women with it, and it's been identified as idiopathic goodate hypomelanosis.
Okay, well, that's just a way to make me angry, ma'am. I'm sorry to say that. That is not a diagnosis. That's a definition. You know what I'm saying? Idiopathic means that your doctor's an idiot. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. I take that back. Idiopathic means your doctor doesn't know. That's what idiopathic means. Whenever you hear the word idiopathic, that means we don't know what's causing it. Hyperpigmentosa means there's not a lot of pigment. And what was the other word that you said, idiopathic?
Goodate, G-U-T-T.
Okay, I'm not sure what goodate means, but the fact is that idiopathic hyperpigmentosa means you don't have any pigment and we don't know what's causing it. That's your diagnosis. Thank you, doctor. You know what I'm saying, Susan? Do you understand that? You go to the doctor, you pay your bill, and he says, here's your diagnosis. You have no pigment, and we don't know why. Give me $100, please. That's the diagnosis. Basically, what's happening is, and I don't think it sounds like a hyperpigmentosis. It sounds more like a tinea versicolor or some kind of fungal infection to me. If it is indeed a lack of pigment, then it may have something to do with the melanocytes, the pigment-making cells being attacked in an autoimmune fashion. That's called vitiligo. But that will tend to happen in a more diffuse fashion. It won't happen like little spots. Is it happening in patches, or is it happening in small spots?
All over. It's as if I was bitten by a lot of mosquitoes, and
I know what you're talking about. That sounds more like a fungal infection to me. And if that is indeed the case, then you want to look for other symptoms, because usually that will not happen on its own. Do you have anything else going on? Especially digestive issues? Because if it's a fungal infection, chances are that you have some kind of systemic yeast, and that's usually indicative of a bacterial issue in the gut, of some kind of deficiency or some kind of defect in the balance of bacteria in the gut. And you'll know that not just by conditions on the skin. You'll know that also by digestive issues. Do you notice that they have any kind of digestive problems, bloating, discomfort, or anything along those lines? If you do, does that sound familiar, by the way?
A little bit, yeah. I would be treating it.
This is how I would be treating it, Susan. And it sounds like you have a little bit of knowledge about health. So what you probably want to focus on what's called dysbiosis, which is a bacterial problem in the gut. And the logic here being that it sounds to me like you have a fungal infection. It doesn't sound like it's a idiopathic hyperpigmentosa. It sounds like it is some kind of fungal infection. And that usually is caused by dysbiosis, some kind of a defect in the balance of bacteria. Use probiotics, number one. Stay away from foods that throw off the bacteria in the gut. And the most important foods in this regard are going to be food allergens, anything that you have intolerance to, and most especially sugars. Bacteria, like people, love sugars, and the wrong bacteria can start munching down on these things, and they can throw off the bacterial fungal balance in the gut. Hang tight, Susan. I want to finish this up when we come back from our break. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll try to get to as many calls as we can. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're coming back right after this. Don't go away.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as the circulatory system. And also, the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. It is 866-582-9933 is our number. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products, go to my website, brightsideben.com, and take a peek at the shopping cart or click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. And somebody will get back to you with information about how you can join the team, the Bright Side Ben team, make some money selling Ingevity products or get your products at the wholesale price. We're talking to Sue. Sue, are you there, ma'am? Okay, I looked up goudate while we were on break. Goudate means drops. So idiopathic goudate hypopigmentation means that you have drops of non-pigmented spots and nobody knows what's causing it. And I hope you didn't pay any money for that diagnosis because I could have told you that without even seeing your stuff. Goudate, idiopathic goudate hypopigmentation. I'm going to remember that one. In any case, it sounds to me like a fungal infection, ma'am, and without seeing it, I can't tell you for a fact. It does not sound like an autoimmune disease of the pigment making cells, which is called vitiligo. So you want to work on it as a digestive issue. If it is indeed yeast, systemic yeast, systemic fungus, then it has to do more than likely with an imbalance of bacteria and yeast. You can correct that in several ways. Number one, eliminating food intolerances or food digestive triggers. That's always going to be the most important health strategy for anything you're dealing with. You want to address food intolerances and food allergies, and you can always tell that by how you feel after you eat a certain food. Secondly, use probiotics. Get on the R Garden probiotics. Take maybe 10 or 15 of them a day, three times a day, or three or four, three times a day. And that can help balance out the bacteria and the fungus. You can also use prebiotics, something called FOS, which stands for fructooligosaccharide, and that acts as food or a food source for probiotics, and that can also support bacteria in the gut. There's something called butyric acid, which is a fatty acid that's found in butter, and that can also help. And there's fatty acids in coconut that can also have antifungal properties, so using coconut oil might be something else that you want to try. And then for all digestive issues, think about digestive enzymes, and always use apple cider vinegar with your digestive enzymes. Always use apple cider vinegar anyway, folks. Just a shot or two of apple cider vinegar after meals It doesn't even matter if you don't have any digestive problems. There's minerals in apple cider vinegar that can have some great, it can give you some great health benefits. So I would be treating that as a fungal infection, ma'am, and then do all the things that you can do to help stabilize or help correct any imbalances between bacteria in the gut and fungus. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. Moving on, Barry in Canada, what's going on?
I've got hereditary spastic paraplegia. It's a neurological.
No, I know all about it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's just another term. You know, it's just another name. And it's like idiopathic guttate hypoplasia. It's just a fancy way of confusing the matter. What you have is a problem with your nerves. That's it. You got a problem with your nerves. You can call it hereditary, which means it's in the family, spastic, which means the nerves aren't firing smoothly, and paraplegia means that it's a nerve issue. So it's actually pain. Whenever you hear the word E or the suffix E-G-I-A, you're referring to pain. So basically you have some kind of dysfunction of your nerves. Now, does it affect your eye at all, or is it just movement?
Just my legs.
Okay, so here's what you need to do with all nerve issues. Number one, you want to be dealing with microinflammation. You want to be dealing with inflammation around the nerves. Anytime you have any kind of inflammation, and more than likely that's what you're dealing with, once again, you got to figure out why is the body inflaming? Why are there inflammatory factors that are getting into the body? And again, that's going to happen through the digestive system. So eliminating anything that is causing inflammation is going to be very important. Usually that's going to be foods that you're allergic to or foods that you have intolerances to. The same way we were talking with Susan on our last call, use probiotics, use digestive enzymes. Now, digestive enzymes can have a couple of benefits for you. Number one, they're going to obviously help you with digestion. But number two, if you take digestive enzymes on an empty stomach, they can act as an anti-inflammatory. So not only get on your ultimate enzymes and take them after your meals, but not only that, you want to take your ultimate enzymes between meals on an empty stomach just for their anti-inflammatory properties. There's some other really cool nutritional supplements that you can use for anti-inflammatory effects. Vitamin C is wonderfully anti-inflammatory. You'll get that in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I haven't talked about niacin as an anti-inflammatory, as an antioxidant, but you can use it that way. All the B-complex can be important for nerves, but niacin can have anti-inflammatory benefits as well. So make sure you're on the B-complex. Thiamine, vitamin B1, is super important for nerve health. So is vitamin B12. And if you have any digestive issues, you may be deficient in vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 requires stomach acid, and it requires something called intrinsic factor, or IF, both of which are involved, or both of which are made in the stomach, intrinsic factor and stomach acid. So you can use the apple cider vinegar for stomach acid, and you can also get injectable vitamin B12, intramuscular shots of vitamin B12. In fact, Barry, for all nerve issues, including hereditary spastic paraplegia, vitamin B12 is almost like the drug of choice. Vitamin B12 is crazy important for nerve issues. And if you have any digestive issues, you're not going to be getting all the vitamin B12 that you need. You're not going to be able to extract it out of your food if you have any digestive issues. So intramuscular vitamin B12 in addition to vitamin C, both are anti-inflammatory. Vitamin E is also very, very anti-inflammatory, especially for the nerves. I'd be taking 400 international units a day of vitamin E. Get yourself on the ultimate essential fatty acids, especially omega-3 fats. They're very important for all nerve issues, and omega-3 fats are also anti-inflammatory. You want to use 3 of the ultimate essential fatty acid capsules 3 times a day. And then there's quite a few other things, but last but not least, at least for this phone call, Barry, is alpha-lipoic acid. We talked about that with Julia Shopik last week. Alpha-lipoic acid is very, very important for nerve health. It's important for liver health. It can help you process toxins. Use around 400 milligrams a day of alpha-lipoic acid. There's lots of other things you could do for the nerves. Magnesium is important for nerve health. Inositol may be helpful for your nerves. The amino acids taurine and arginine also can have benefits for the nerves. And don't forget about electrolytes, potassium and calcium. In addition to magnesium, electrolytes are also very important for nerve health. You can get all of your electrolytes in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I'd be sipping on that all day long if I were you, in addition to the other supplements that we talked about. And thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. Barry in Canada, let's see if we can get one more in. Walt, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Ben. How are you doing?
Doing good. What's cooking?
Well, I've been suffering with
postnasal drip for the past 2 or 3 months. Can't knock it out. Not sure what the cause is. It's probably an allergy.
Well, yeah, your body's trying to get rid of something. Postnasal drip is basically your body's attempt to excrete something, and usually that means some sort of allergen. It could be happening two ways. It could be something that you're breathing in. Usually when there's some kind of allergic reaction or immune reaction, I'm thinking of the digestive system, but if it's postnasal drip, it could be something that you're breathing in. If there's pollen in the air or some kind of dust in your house or mold or something along those lines, that can cause it. But the first thing I would be thinking of always whenever the body's running, whenever you have fluids leaking in the body, the first thing I always think about is an immune reaction that's secondary to dairy or secondary to gluten or secondary to something that you're eating. So the best thing, it's in your interest. If you could find some kind of digestive connection, that would be in your interest. I'm sorry, were you going to say something, Walt?
No, I agree. I'm following you.
Okay, good. Have you noticed that there's any kind of digestive thing happening that you have?
Well, I've had challenges with my gastrointestinal tract for the past 25 years.
Bingo. Yeah. You hit it. That's it, Ben. That's what you got to deal with. The postnasal drip is a sign that the immune system is active, and that the immune system is active secondary to something that you're putting in on a regular basis. Now, this is the fact that it's been happening for 2 straight months is actually in your interest. It's actually good news because it means that you're doing something on a regular basis. So if you could figure out what you're doing daily or even several times a day, more than likely that's going to have something to do with it. Like, in other words, if you're drinking milk a couple times a day or if you're eating a lot of ice cream or butter, just as an example, it could be other things too. But look for something that you're doing on a regular basis, on a daily basis, and that more than likely is what you're confronting, something that's attacking the immune system or that's triggering the immune system chronically. Okay.
I was thinking about going on like a 3-day fast, which is kind of tough to do.
You know what? That would help a lot, but if you can't do it, use lemon juice or cucumber juice. Cucumbers tend to be a little bit inert, and they're very satisfying. And lemon juice is also very satisfying, or you can mix lemon juice and cucumber juice. Vegetable juices, folks, and thanks so much for your call, Walt. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Vegetables and water, not vegetable juices, but if you grind up a cucumber in water, it's extremely satisfying. The electrolytes from the cucumber are very filling. Cucumbers are very bland for most people, and it's a great way to get through a 1 or 2 day fast. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about nicotine and niacin, ways you can use nicotinic acid, I should say, and niacin, ways that you could use nicotinic acid, niacin, niacinamide. I'm going to tell you about another form of niacin, an exotic form of niacin that you can purchase if you have, if you're one of those folks that flushes from taking high doses of niacin. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate all our callers and all our letter writers. Check out my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link if you want to make some money selling longevity products, or if you want to join the mission, help everybody understand the importance of nutritional supplementation. Stay tuned for Alice Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.